Chapter 8. What do we really want? Everyone wants peacefulness. Every single being on this earth is looking for calm and tranquility. We want to be at peace and happy, free of the tension and crippling fear. We all carry a fear of death. The concept of death frightens us, because we consider ourselves to be the body form. We are terrified of being extinguished, annihilated, and of losing everything, all that we believe ourselves to be. We cling to life because we wish to hold on to everything that we think we are, have, and own. The spirit has accepted this body form as its identity. That spirit wants to continue life in the body because it knows itself as I am, through the body. It will do anything to survive, to perpetuate its bodily existence. When something goes physically wrong with the body, we will do all in our power to find a cure. We will search for medical specialists who may be able to prolong our lives. Even if we are suffering from an incurable disease, the majority of us will choose to survive for as long as possible. It is the nature of spirit. All our fears are rooted in the great fear of death. Death is a concept. There is no death. The body will expire. That is inevitable. But you will not expire. You are formless. You are immortal. When you identify yourself, there'll be abundant peace and happiness. And most importantly, the ghost of death that has haunted you throughout your life will disappear once and for all. When you know that you're not the body, when you know that your identity is eternal, that you are immortal, you will no longer have any difficulty handling any problems that come your way. What does this human body need? What do we want? Why are we visiting all these masters and teachers? Why do we read all these books on philosophy, spirituality, religion? What exactly is it that we are looking for? We are all looking for happiness and peace. We are looking for ways to overcome our difficulties. We are looking for answers. We do not know who we are. We are living our lives in a state of anxiety, depression, fear, and dispeace. We are searching for meaning. We are asking, why this? Why that? Who am I? We do not know. We keep searching and looking, but we are always looking in the wrong places. We are expecting to find the answers from outside of ourselves. We are expecting to find the answers from the illusory world. You will not find the answer to your predicament unless you turn within. Look at you, be with you, and not with the world. All that you see is illusion. That through which you see is reality. Life in the body is intolerable because of its endless disruptive demands and desires that disturbs the peace. There is peace. It is you who are disturbing the peace. Concept after concept keep arising, telling you to do this or do that, go here or there. And like a puppet, you blindly follow these dictates. Prior to beingness, we had no desires, no wants, and no needs. Life in the body is insufferable, unbearable, because you're controlled by all the bodily demands that are in a constant state of flux. You know that you're not the body form. but you're allowing the body form to use up all your energy and give you the runaround according to its whims. If you're not the body, then who are you? What are you? Find out. Ask yourself, who am I? Through self-inquiry, one by one, you will eliminate all the illusory concepts and know what you're not. You made a huge mistake about your identity. You've forgotten your true identity, that you are spirit or presence and not the body. We have endless desires that we try to fulfill to help us endure this illusory existence. We fulfill our desires to alleviate our pain and suffering. We seek out attractions and entertainment because we do not know who we are. We want sex, money, and fame because it will give us momentary comfort and happiness. But we are unable to find any lasting happiness, permanent happiness, because we are sourcing our happiness from the illusory world. At present, you do not know yourself in a real sense. Therefore, all these desires are controlling you, overloading you. But when you identify yourself perfectly and realize, yes, I am nothing to do with this body-based knowledge. This body is only my external cover and not my identity at all. Then you will find permanent peace and happiness. You are not the body. You are the holder of the body. This means that you are the power and the source of energy that sustains the body. Without presence, your body is nothing but a dead body. The holder of this body has no birth or death. Birth and death are mere concepts that will dissolve with meditation. When everything has dissolved, when all the illusory layers covering your presence have been removed, then you will live an exceptionally peaceful and happy life. You will live life as before, that is, carrying out your responsibilities, but with one major difference. You will live life knowing that you're simply acting out different roles. You will no longer identify with the body form, and as a consequence, you will not be concerned with any problems that may come your way. You will be established in your ultimate truth. Permanent peace and happiness, without any stress or fear, will be yours. You will be living in the world, but at the same time, knowing that you are not of the world. Meditate and absorb the knowledge that I am not the body. Meditation will reignite your inner master, who in turn will give you the guidance and instruction that you need. You will know how to act and behave at all times in a humble and normal manner. Beware of hurting anyone's feelings. If this happens, it is a sign that the ego is still in operation. Avoid causing anyone hurt and pain in the name of spirituality. Beware of the subtle ego. Be calm and quiet. Reality will be absorbed within you, and then you will know. You will no longer have any wants and needs because you will know yourself in a real sense. What do you want? Nothing. What do you need? Nothing. Because now you know that everything is within you.